BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's all back on. Charlie Sloth on Fat Tuesday. Very giggly pop star Indiana on Innuendo Bingo. It's a good one. And voice dating, the relationship version of The Voice. And loads more stuff from the show today. Enjoy.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
What I normally do is, before the show, I listen to the clips for Innuendo Bingo to make sure everything's good for today. But we don't have time today because we've been very busy. So I've just been listening to them then. And Chris just makes sure he listens to something else in his headphones really loud, because I don't want you to hear what's going to happen on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. No. So often he'll listen to BBC Asian Network or sometimes One Extra.
Well, it's just because it's easy, because I can press a button in front here and I can listen to something else.
While I listen to the clips. But we've got some great ones today and pretty much all new ones as well.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Shame we couldn't get new sheets.
Have we not?
No. Oh. I mean, they pong ever so slightly.
Yeah. So we've got some good ones from the football.
From last night?
Yes,
Did
I believe
you watch
so. It? The football?
Football?
No.
No.
Who was on?
It was Wimbledon-Liverpool. FA Cup on the BBC, it was great.
Okay, yes, we've got clips from that. Also, Alan Titchmarsh makes an appearance, and Tom Kerridge.
Legend.
All right. And that's coming up at 1:45. Indiana is coming in to play Innuendo Bingo today. I believe she's here. She loves a wet one, so let's make it a good one, the first one of 2015.
She's tweeted me already saying that we're going to need extra towels. It's
okay.
It's going to be dripping in here.
This
it's going to
be an
wet.
Epic first one to start the new year.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. And best tweet of the day goes to Caroline Flack. All right, Kazza. She might be listening. She often is. She's been on holiday, hasn't she? It's been all over Instagram, pictures of her looking fit on a beach. She says, how can something seem so right on holiday and so wrong at home? Hashtag cornrows. Oh, Caroline, you haven't, have you?
It's true, though. Stuff that seems so right on holiday, it's like henna tattoos and things like that.
At least they can come off quite easily. Anyway, Caroline, I look forward to seeing these cornrows a little bit later on at dance practicing. Yes.
Dance practice.
That's what it is.
I love that you call it that.
What, practice to
it's
dance?
It's just weird hearing a famous person say dance practice.
Why?
Dance practice later.
Why is it?
Well, I don't know. It's like something I used to hear my little sister say.
I know what you mean. It's a slight kind of, doesn't sound very good.
Dance practice later.
Are you coming for dance practice? Shall I not come to the door later for dance practice?
Is your dad taking you?
No, Pete no. Mills. I'm going on my own.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, a bit of any other business for you. Chris has just spotted something incredible from a train company.
I don't know if it's real, but if it is, this is amazing.
What good service.
Like ultimate customer service. This guy tweeted saying, it's a little bit gross though, isn't it?
That's right.
I've just had a reasonably large number two, and there is no toilet roll left on a specific train. It's at 7:30 from Euston to Glasgow. Please send help.
And then the train company...
He's asked the train company...
They've written back.
Which coach? And then he's then tweeted, Jay. And then the train company been back on, we'll send someone right away. And the next thing, he's got a picture of the toilet roll in there.
That's brilliant service.
How amazing is that?
Coach Jay, send him round. Also, I've had a lot of... inquiries and comment about this fact on Real or No Real yesterday.
It costs £300 to operate on a constipated goldfish.
Don't know if you heard this yesterday on the show, but Chris seemed to think that was quite a reasonable price to pay to have an operation on a constipated goldfish.
I can't stop thinking about this, because this was real. Mm. Someone paid £300 for it.
It was real. And you were imagining like the little tiny operating table.
That's what I don't understand. Was it on a little operating table? And then, is that little operating table underwater?
True.
But, I mean, think about it.
So many questions. And a lot of comment on Twitter, like, out of all the Real or No Reels recently, this is the one that really kind of struck with you.
Oh, it's blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind.
Someone from Sussex has been on. Hi, Brian. Saying, you mentioned the £300 operation for a constipated fish. I hate to break it to the guy that had that done, but I had the same problem, and I fed my goldfish a cold pea, and the problem was immediately solved.
I don't know if that works.
I don't know either.
I mean, we're not vets.
We are really not. But £300 or a cold pea, do you know what I mean?
But I think £300 is a very reasonable amount to solve a constipated goldfish.
I really don't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, a vet's been on saying that the operating table for a goldfish is of normal size. But they keep the fish wet.
I don't think that can work.
That's an actual vet.
That can't be right.
Also, I'm not being funny, but why pay £300 on a constipated fish? Also, how do you know it's constipated?
Yeah.
You can buy a new one for a fiver.
Yeah, I get that. I get it. But if you really care about your fish,
£295.
Right, yeah, but if it's been a family pet, you will pay the money. But what I'm more fascinated is there is a service. But how do you know your fish is constipated?
I don't know. What are the warning signs, everyone? Cold peas do work, though. Straight out. But, £300 saved.
It seems that way anyway.
Mm.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And she's laughing already.
I don't know why it happened.
It's Indiana, hello.
Hello.
Nice to see you sober. You all right?
Yeah, I'm really good.
Why is this happening? Every time, I love it. It's always good to see you.
Yeah,
good Christmas?
Yeah, lovely, I think.
Yeah?
That's good.
Any good presents?
A new guitar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's lovely.
I notice you can't get into the gym at the moment, can you?
It's very busy.
Isn't it busy?
It is very busy. Yeah. Lots of people making New Year's resolutions.
Did you go to the tip at all over Christmas?
No, I need to, though.
Right.
I've got an old mattress just in my house.
I feel I'm missing out on a conversation that's gone on another time.
That's where you were here last time when we spoke about me going to the tip and then not being able to find the tip. It was really interesting.
She couldn't find the tip.
Oh,
do you know
right.
where it is now?
No. I've got an old mattress in my house just sitting there. I don't know what to do with it. The bin man won't take it.
I know. It's the same with Christmas tree. They won't take it.
I got a fake one. That's at the bottom of my stairs.
Anyway, so we said this before. Wouldn't it be good if Indiana just came in every week?
I know.
Just to be there.
But the thing is, you don't change at all because this is now the third or fourth time you've been on the show. You've played this game twice,
yeah.
haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is the second time. Yeah.
Does the novelty not wear off?
No.
It's really...
And you're looking really serious on your Instagram, but that's because it's your game face.
I'm getting trolled by that as well.
I know. It's like she's just ready to play the game. She's
game face.
She's very much fun, as you can hear. So we're going to play Solo Dancing in a minute, which is what it has been already all over Radio 1 and is about to be again.
Yeah.
And this is a lead up to your album.
Yeah, my album, No Romeo, is out on the 26th of January. Which is exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will know this song from last time, but it's you can get it now, can't you? It's already out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, if you haven't got it, though, and you buy it, it takes money off of the album. So if you like that, there's lots more where that came from. And another track called Shadow Flash that you get free straight away when you pre-order.
Yeah.
Did I get that right, management?
Yeah. Oh, they're all nodding. It's all good.
We said this last time. Do you remember when Indiana was in the live lounge? I think it was my favourite live. I'm not just saying it. When you and Rhodes did the cover, it
Waves.
Was... Yeah, it
did
was...
Did you know in that cover of Waves, we didn't say Waves?
Not at all?
Not at all. We realised when we were rehearsing, and then I was like, let's make a point of this. Let's not actually say the word Waves. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice.
So what did you replace the word with? Just a noise?
No, we didn't. I can't remember how I arranged it, but I did an arrangement, so it was using something else as a chorus rather than that. Yeah.
Oh. She's very clever, isn't she?
She's good.
She doesn't know where the tip is. Very good. Okay. So in a minute, we're going to play Any Other Bingo with Indiana. I think this could be a good one to start the year.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We are with Indiana, off of Who Just Sung That Track. Whose boyfriend recently gave her a dead arm.
Oh, going into the gym.
On the way to the gym.
On arm day.
On arm day.
Yeah.
And who's her local chippy's curry sauce is her actual favourite thing in the world.
Any chippy. I think they all have the same like mix going on, but I love curry sauce.
I know, because it's not just... you can't recreate
it. It's not like a curry.
No.
And I could drink it. After I've dipped all my chips and sausages in it, I'll drink the rest of it.
We've missed an opportunity here. We could have done Innuendo Bingo Curry Sauce Edition. That would have been great.
Maybe you can come back and do that one next time. Would you do that?
I don't understand.
You said you'd drink it. You just fill your mouth with curry sauce instead.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant innuendos based around curry sauce.
No! What?
I think they'd be quite limited, Indiana. Right, if you go to the Radio 1 website now, you can see us at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Sorry.
We're about to play Innuendo Bingo, or someone says we should rename it Indiana Bingo.
Oh yeah. I love merging of words.
Yeah.
Right. It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's actually quite nice to have a bit of normality back after the festive season. Tuesday, 1:45 means Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1. Hello if you're watching us on the Radio 1 website. If you can't watch live, remember there'll be YouTube video later and we'll put it on the Radio 1 bit of BBC iPlayer in case you missed it. Okay, so are we ready? You know how this works, Indiana?
Yeah.
Mouth in... water in mouth.
Can we offer you a jumper before we start, or are you okay?
You're all right in that white T-shirt? Or...
I have made a small error.
It's fine.
Right, come on in. Okay. Let's crack on.
Lots of water, please. Let's make it a big one to start 2015. Okay. And now to start, on the first Innuendo Bingo of 2015, we're heading to Nigel Slater's Simple Suppers on BBC One. Now, Nigel is keen to show you a wholesome treat, as it is the new year. Really wasn't expecting him to do this.
Let your kale darken and soften a bit before throwing in your sausage and nuts.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're back.
Do you remember this now?
The first thingy.
Yeah, the first thingy.
It's cold, yeah. It's the coldest. Well, you can tell you've not done this for a while, Chris. That was a heavy spurt there.
Yeah.
Indiana kind of in shock as her mouth dropped open and the water fell out. Thank you, Nigel Slater. Cooking a chorizo and roasted nut salad there, of course.
Let your kale darken and soften a bit before throwing in your sausage and nuts.
Okay. Next, we're going to AFC Wimbledon versus Liverpool last night. This is the one that I was supposed to watch, but I forgot. Mm-hmm. Danny Murphy listing the many skills here of footballer Matt Tubbs.
Well, he's a goal scorer, Matt Tubbs, isn't he? 15 in 29 so far this season. On loan from Bournemouth. Good movement there. You saw him cleverly pulling off Sacco.
Yes, Indiana. Oh, yes. He doesn't get it full in the face that often. That was a good one.
Can I apologise to the nation for my sniffing? There's something about Innuendo Bingo that makes me sniff loads.
Is that?
It makes my nose runny.
Why?
I don't know. It happened last time.
Just get a sniff?
Just, yeah. And the whole video on YouTube is me going...
Oh, okay.
So I'm sorry, everyone.
That's all right. There we are. Matt Tubbs getting the ball off Liverpool centre-back Sacco there.
Good movement there. You saw him cleverly pulling off Sacco.
Thank you, Danielle in Lancaster, for that one. Remember, if you've got a clip, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We always need new clips, so get in touch with us. Tell us what time it was on telly or radio and what they said, and we'll find it. OK, it's quite wet already, isn't it?
Yeah.
Next, we're going to Saturday Morning Kitchen on BBC One. Now, Tom Kerridge is a fan of indulgent food, but I don't know, maybe he's taken it too far this time.
I'm starting with a delicious sweet base to stew my plums in.
Oh, wow. I really hope you're watching this online today. Tom was delicately cooking a plum dessert there. A lot of you sent that in, so thank you. Good clips. Are you right there, Indiana?
It went underneath my contact.
Oh.
You got your contacts in?
I have.
Water, please.
Oh, it's bracing.
Yes, Tom?
I've cut my plums in half and I'm going to stick them into my butter mix.
Come on!
Not on my back!
That's silly.
What happened?
Oh, that was massive.
Oh, Chris is really getting it today.
I can't believe I got this.
Water, please. Lots of it. Right, here we go. What, Tom?
Whilst my plums stew, I'm going to show you how to make proper delicious custard.
Now, play nice, everyone, please. Indiana, you stood up then and spurted over him.
Yeah, but every time I bend over, he gets it down my back.
Chris? You all right there, Chris? You all right?
I can't see.
Oh, I love it when you come and play this game. Chris, put it together, man.
I'm fine.
Stop cheating.
Water, please. Water. Chris. Come on. Come on.
Whilst we plum stew, I'm going to show you how to make proper delicious custard.
I've cut my plums in half, and I'm going to stick them into my butter mix.
No.
It's Tom Kerridge. Wendy spotted that one. Okay, let's move on. I can't believe I missed this next show on ITV. Alan Titchmarsh has somehow managed to gain some extraordinary access to one of the country's, if not the country's, most majestic women.
Delightful as the company is, and delicious though the fingers...
What's going on, please? You can't keep it in, Indiana. What's happening? Why is he doing this?
Sorry.
Okay. Chris, you've lost it. You ready? Come
Stop
on, water.
Come on,
water,
behave.
Water. Okay. Anna Titchmarsh here. In a fantastic home.
Delightful as the company is, and delicious though the finger sandwiches and French fantasies are, I've come here to see something, dare I say it, even more exciting.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
Right, there was about five goes at that one that you had during that clip.
Oh,
water, please.
Right.
Water, please. Alan Titchmarsh, Chris. What's wrong with him today? Can't hold it in. I'm just saying the words Alan Titchmarsh. That's all I'm saying.
With special permission from Her Majesty, I'm here to explore her entire garden.
That was my best spray ever.
That was really good. Well done. Well done to Alan Titchmarsh for getting access to the Queen's grounds there. Next to our very own Fern Cotton. Now, over Christmas, the office here at Radio 1 does get quite empty. I think a lot of people who work here may have been a bit disappointed to have missed this. This happened while you were away.
Oh, for goodness sake, don't you start as well. I'm going to play Taylor Swift, a couple more songs to fit in, a bit of Years and Years, and then it'll be time for the boobs.
Everything from Chris there, nothing from Indiana, but then she retaliated.
And then it'll be time for the boobs.
Fern Cotton there, talking about Michael Bublé. Oh. And next, we're going to The Love of Cars on Channel 4. You ready? Here we go. Water, please.
So, did you claim that basically all this...
Oh, yeah.
..could get in the Mini?
Yes. And did.
And did?
And did. And did.
You know what I'm going to do next?
You wouldn't believe it. Get it back in.
55 years later, we're about to discover if there's any magic left in Tony's wand.
Chris is refilling and then spraying again like a good one today. You are so wet, Indiana. I'm so sorry.
55 years later, we're about to discover if there's any magic left in Tony's wand.
That's the magic wand gear lever that the original 850 Mini was fitted with, of course. Thank you, Mitchell, for spotting that one. Finally, let's have an all-time classic, because it's pretty wet over there. And we're going to the Today programme on Radio 4. Now, a radio basic, let me tell you, is to get the time right. Here we go. He's heard this one before. Someone says that's a cracking T-shirt for a new and a bingo. Well done, Rihanna. Rihanna? Indiana.
Oh, God. Rihanna.
No, not Rihanna. Ah! So a lot of people are enjoying this today. Okay, here we go. Water, please.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
You can't go for this one ever. Come on. Get it together.
It's when I hear the pips.
I know it's when you hear the pips.
The
boop, beep, beep.
Oh,
here we go.
I'm cold.
This is really wet today, everybody. Well done. Chris!
Sorry.
Stop it.
This is bad.
She's so wet.
This is really bad.
Bad situation.
I'm just going to close my eyes.
Close your eyes. Sorry, Indiana.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
Sorry. Don't think we're ever going to get through this. Let's just go one last go. Here we go.
I know what to do. I put the water in after. I know what's coming.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London. It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of September.
There we are. Wow. Thank you, Kerry and Lincoln, for that one. That was...
It's 8 o'clock.
That was an incredible round of innuendo bingo there with Indiana. Remember, go and get her album. She deserves that after putting her through that. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you remember a while back we spoke to quite a few people about challenges they set for themselves when they've had a drink?
Yes.
To see if they can work it out with a clear head the next day. I don't know if anyone else has done this. A few of our listeners, I got quite a few tweets and messages over Christmas and New Year from people that had a few drinks and then set themselves a challenge. Do you remember that person that hid their glasses from themselves?
Oh, that was so good. They hid their glasses. That was it. They'd done a bit of a night out, hid their glasses, went to work the next day, couldn't find their glasses, listened to their work voicemail, and they had a voicemail from themselves.
The night before, after having a few drinks.
Yeah, which was saying, hello, sober me. I've put the glasses somewhere safe so that you don't break them. I mean, how incredible is that?
I like setting yourself a challenge when you've had a few. So I have got to say good afternoon to Becky, who between Christmas and New Year had a few drinks with the girls, came back in and then decided to hide her passport from herself and then missed flying to France to go skiing with the same girlfriends that she was out with that night. Because she couldn't find her passport.
But why did she hide the passport? Was it in case she lost it on the night out?
It was just a challenge for herself. I don't know.
Oh, she just did it as a bit of fun.
Yeah. Drunk her did it as a bit of fun.
But that's even worse than trying to help yourself out the next day.
All the girls went on holiday without her, found it 2 days later in the actual freezer. Well done, everyone. Well done, Becky.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Tom on Twitter, who at Christmas wrote himself a little Christmas card when he'd had a few drinks. It said, to Sober Tom on the front. Hi, Sober Tom. Merry Christmas. This is in the card. I'm very sorry if you have a hangover today, but it was fun. I have drunk water to help you out. Oh, that's sweet. Addressed to Sober Tom.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, you only see a photo when you are looking for love on various dating apps, don't you?
Yeah.
You just see a photo, like a few photos sometimes of that one person. But my friend Unlucky Gary came up with a pretty genius idea yesterday. And he does this all the time because he's active on all of the apps. What you do is you look up their ice bucket challenge video. Everyone did one at the time. It's a bit now, but at the time it was all on.
It's incredible. He's using it as some kind of showreel.
Yeah.
It's true. And generally you can go onto people's Facebooks and there will, if you look hard enough, be one of these ice bucket challenges.
Yeah. And you can see what they talk like, you know, and how they sound and how they act. It's quite a good way, really.
Hmm.
So this kind of led Chris on, as it often does, to kind of making the idea a little bit larger.
I saw a fantastic business opportunity, Scott.
Again.
Of course. And it's great because there's so many of these dating apps around. This is something different, I thought. The fact that you would fancy someone based on their voice.
Yeah. So it's a bit like The Voice on TV.
Yes.
But dating.
But
that's what you're saying.
That's how I'm seeing it. You hear someone's voice. You know, Gary, your friend Unlucky Gary, was put off by the guy screaming, wasn't he, on his ice bucket challenge?
Wasn't keen on the scream, no.
He wanted a more manly scream. He looked great.
Yeah.
But when he heard that scream, he was not happy.
Yeah, and then that was it. It didn't speak to him anymore. Okay, so in a minute, we're going to test out Chris's theory and potential business idea.
I'm sure there are people out there who can see why this is why this would be a good idea. That you fancy people, you sort of make an image of people when you hear them, don't you?
Yeah, voice dating.
Yeah.
Okay. The Scott Mills Daily. This idea where it's just the voices and you're dating them, is that not blind date?
A lot of people are saying essentially what you've done is taken something which has been around for ages, but...
That's not on anymore.
Yeah, and I'm talking about an app for it. I think this is potentially a great business idea. Perhaps we should call our favourite dragon, but maybe 2 days in a row is excessive.
Yeah, let's not call her today. Robin Southampton says, this is absolutely spot on. Girlfriend has to have a nice voice. So when she moans at you, it won't be as bad.
Someone else says, I like Chris's dating idea, but OMG, recipe for disaster. People always sound hotter than they look.
It is true, isn't it? Fit on the phone, etc. So let's see if this does work. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Really good. So you like Chris's dating idea, yeah?
Absolutely. Very important voice.
Are you active on all the dating apps right now?
I've tried the majority. I'm on the famous ones. Yes.
Okay. Any luck?
Well, I'm single, so no. But I've been on some horrendous dates, but they make for good blogging material, I suppose.
And it's true what you said to me when you text me. You always want a phone call before you meet up.
Absolutely.
Why?
Two really important points. One is tone. So you sort of know whether they're, you know, they've got a really stuffed up nose and they might snore.
Wow. So you really care about the voice. This is an important selling point for you.
Absolutely. Well, also, content too. I mean, what if they start talking rubbish? I've had several of them.
Okay. Well, then you sound like the perfect guinea pig, no offence, for this.
Charming. All right.
Katie, I know you're very much behind this voice dating idea because you had a problem with someone's voice before, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I met up with a guy who looked relatively normal, but then I met him and he opened his mouth and he sounded like an old northern woman.
What, like, hey, love?
Yeah, hello. He's all right, Katie, where do you want to go?
Right.
Oh, okay.
You're perfect for this.
Open mouth, old northern woman.
Yeah, nothing wrong with old northern women, but
no, you just don't want to date one. Yeah, no. Get it. Okay, well, what we've done here is we have recorded earlier two dating profiles of guys, okay?
Okay.
Obviously, you're not seeing them, so this is just on how they sound. You can be as honest as you want.
All right.
Okay, do you want to hear your first one?
Absolutely.
Here is Brad. Do you want to hear what Brad's got to say?
Yeah, I'm not keen on the name, but yeah.
No. You're fussy. But don't just go by name. You know, your big thing is the voice, isn't it?
Okay,
you want to
hear
how this one sounds.
Keen, yeah.
I'm Brad. I'm 22. I'm from Essex, but I live in North London. I'm an account manager for a media company. I hate mayonnaise, but I love quiche. My perfect date would be taking a girl out to a nice restaurant, probably sushi. Somewhere really nice where we can sit down, have a nice chat, and then I'd go to some sort of like blues old school bar so we can have a nice drink and then listen to some music maybe, and then really kind of see where it ends up. Anyway, I hope you like what you hear.
So that was Brad.
He sounds nice. Well spoken.
Very well spoken.
And his sentences well, as in pronounces his cheese. and content fine, but overuse of the word nice.
Overuse of nice, okay.
But the tone of his voice, I mean, what are you imagining here?
I reckon he's about 5'10", slim, blonde, and likes to wear those tight T-shirts and white plimsolls.
Okay, and if he was to look like a celebrity, who would it be? Who are you imagining?
That Jack one that was... went out with Jay Goody. What's his name?
Jack Tweed.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Yeah, but blonde version.
Blonde version of Jack Tweed. Or like Mark Wright or something like that.
No, Mark Wright's too big.
Okay, right, so it's very slim. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What kind of guys do you like to date then?
Funny, chatty, smart and kind, I suppose, but isn't that everyone?
So if he took you on that sushi date, would you be up for that? Do you think it would be a good date?
Yes, unless I wanted to kiss him because I might smell of salmon skin roll. Isn't good.
Does he sound like the kind of bloke that'd be a true gentleman to you?
I think he would act like one. I'm not convinced he'd be one at heart.
Well, you think a bit of a player, maybe?
Yeah, I think he'd know how to play the game.
Okay.
You think? And do you think he's seen a few people?
Perhaps. Yeah, probably. Mm.
You're not the only one.
No.
Oh. Right. The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills here. So Chris is quite keen on doing this voice dating app. It's a bit like The Voice on TV, but for dates.
Yeah.
Just hear their voice, don't see them. So Katie's kind of being our little guinea pig here. She's already heard from Brad, who did a little profile for us earlier. Katie sounded quite keen. Katie, here's somebody else that's done a profile earlier for us. Welcome, Fawaz.
Hi, I'm Fawaz. I'm 26 and I'm from West London. Probably describe myself how I like my food, because that's how I find you get to know people, by what food they eat. So I describe myself as a pizza, stuffed crust, because I'm a bit thick around the sides, with some spices like, say, jalapenos and nice hot red peppers, because I do think I'm hot. Also, I like to throw a bit of pineapple in there because I do like living life on the edge. My party trick is I can balance normally two cups on my on the top of my head, and then catch them when they fall off. That's my party trick. If I could take a girl anywhere on a first date, it would probably be Fiji, because it's exotic and it's far away from everywhere. And that's it, and I hope you like what you hear.
So, Katie, that was Fawaz. That was person number two there.
Oh, wow.
What are you thinking?
Remember, you're listening to The Voice. Mm,
just The Voice.
Okay, so I'm supposed to ignore the content.
No.
Not keen.
Right.
He sounds a bit stupid.
Okay.
But he sort of described himself as a bit stupid as well, didn't he? Thick around the edges. Does that mean a bit chubby or...
I don't know.
Well, what do you think?
I'm probably a bit of both, because he did go on about food an awful lot. and I'm not sure what it is about pineapple that makes you that exotic. Mm. But I'm not keen.
Okay. What do you think he looks like?
Probably a bit thick around the edges. He's probably got a goatee that's meticulously shaven and an excess of gold jewellery.
Gold. Okay.
Yeah, and probably has a really fancy car that he might not be able to afford.
Okay, and you think quite stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. If it was a celebrity, what do you think he would look like?
Ali G.
Who?
Ali G.
Ali G. Oh.
I thought you said Plan B.
No, Ali G, sorry.
So which one of those would you not want to go on a date with, do you think? Brad or Fawaz?
Fawaz.
Tricky, okay. Because you did describe him as a bit stupid, chubby, has a goatee, looks like Ali G, excess of gold jewellery.
It's really awkward because here he is on the line now. Hi, Fawaz.
One, boys and girls. What
were you
saying?
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hi, how you doing? You're nice. It's all right. I was a bit nervous, you know. It's all right.
You're a horrible man.
What have I done? What do you mean?
You're so mean. How are you, Fawaz?
I'm not bad. I'm a bit sad now, but, you know, I'll get over it.
Oh, cheer up. You'll be fine.
I hope so. I've got a nice expensive car outside, so...
I knew it. Hey, look, you've got no idea what I look like.
well, there you go.
Fawaz, is it true about the goatee?
No, I've got a beard, so she was close.
Thick around the edges?
I like to think I'm a bit chubby.
Yeah. Gold jewellery?
Gold jewellery? Nah. No. I can't afford it.
You've got to have earrings, though.
Nah, no earrings either.
Got fancy car?
Nah.
Oh. Okay.
I ride a bike everywhere, so that's about it.
Okay, Fawaz, well, it's good to speak to you. Sorry about Katie there, but, you know, she just speaks as she finds.
No worries, man.
Love you, bye. Which means...
Oh, he doesn't love you. He doesn't love you.
No, he doesn't love me.
He doesn't love me either.
But you did say, Katie, that you would date Brad out of those two, didn't you?
I did.
Hi, Brad.
Jack Tweed.
Sorry.
Come on. I've been given Ollie Mers before, and I'll take that, but not Jack Sweet. No offence to Jack Sweet.
Oh, well, if you look like Ollie Mers, then I'm up for it.
This has worked.
Hooray!
She said you were probably playing around. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
No. You're a gentleman, right?
I'm actually quite offended by those accusations.
This is
BBC
Radio
1.
BBC Radio 1.
Did that go well or not?
I don't know. Is this is it good business opportunity or not?
I don't know. I could show you incredible things. The Scott Mills Daily. Quite a lot of people liked that idea of the voice dating, even though it is blind date off the 90s. Hey. That's not been on for a while, so let's just gloss over that. Cilla Black, hello. Is she going to sue?
Could we do this again? Is this a thing that we do again, or is this a one-off?
Do you know what? I really enjoyed it, and everybody seems to like it on Twitter and on text. Now people are dying to see what the people involved there, Casey, Brad and Fawaz, look like. No, not sharing them.
I think Fawaz should get to choose next. That
yes,
should be the one.
Agreed. But you're never going to see the pictures.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I want to write the perfect pop song like that.
Mm.
I mean, it's such a simple song, but I couldn't do it.
But you're not Swedish.
No, I'm not Swedish. It's so good, that song. But, like, it's one of those songs I just think, if you'd written that, obviously you could retire because loads of money, but I'd be proud of that.
You'd be happy, would you?
Oh, I so would.
But all the good ones are made in Sweden, aren't they?
Or written by Swedish, yeah. Mm. Katy Perry, Raw, on BBC Radio 1. I've been to Sweden, but it didn't rub off. Bring Me the Horizon and Pharrell's Gust of Wind coming up. You think you've had a hard day? I've just tried to find the chorus in Gust of Wind. There isn't one. Jessie Ware and also Enter Shikari and Tiny Temper coming up. Oh, hang on. Hang on. I've just realised.
What?
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, it's only Fat Tuesday,
isn't
it?
It's Fat Tuesday! Oh, this is great news! Charlie Slough is going to be here.
I've missed him.
He's fattest. At 3:40. Oh, today is a good day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did anyone see the One Show last night? One.
I did, actually, yeah.
Whoa. Rita Ora, nice to see her. Wow. Talking about The Voice,
mm-hmm.
which we're all looking forward to coming back, aren't we? And a little chance for you maybe to do something here. I thought I'd tip you off. Thursday, I'm going to be on The One Show with the Strictly crew.
You told me this.
This building.
Only a short time ago. And
dancing.
It's the possibilities here are brilliant because I can come along to watch and you can't stop me.
So The One Show is done, we're on the 8th floor. The One Show is done at the bottom of this building here in central London. And I believe we're outside dancing on Thursday night's show. And I think it's live, I don't
but
know.
But it's going to be weird for you, isn't it? So that'll be the first time that you've done the group performance since you've left Strictly.
Yes.
Although I suppose, you did one at Christmas time, didn't
on
you?
On the final.
On the final.
Yeah, it never leaves you, darling. Anyway, I just thought you might want to get like a couple of tins in or whatever and come down and see on Thursday.
You can't say that. I don't think you can say that. No. But you can watch it on TV.
Oh, no. I meant you, not everybody.
Oh.
No, don't come. No, do not come down on Thursday. You won't be able to get anywhere near it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here he is, fresh and clean for 2015. It's Charlie Slough.
Ah! Yeah. Oh gosh.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, brother.
You alright?
Yeah, mate.
I notice you're in a bit of green camo today.
A little bit of camo matching everything.
Action Man's let himself go.
That's a bit rude.
It is though, it's Action Man's actual outfit.
That is a bit rude.
Only stretched. How you doing though? You alright?
I'm amazing, thank you.
How
was your Christmas?
Very good, thanks. Mostly family-based. I was here with him a lot of the time on the radio.
Yep.
And they still didn't give us our Christmas show together, did they?
No. I heard that you was the one that stopped it.
Absolutely not.
Management said to me,
no.
He says to you on air he wants to do it, but no. Really he don't want to do it.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yes, this is the kind of thing he'll do. So Scott will be there going, yes, great idea. Under table, phone out.
Yeah, texting management.
Yes.
It's not happening.
No, I really wanted to do it. I really did. I'm looking you in the eye. I did.
Yeah.
But once again, it passed us by. Year two now, where they haven't given us a show together.
No Christmas presents, mine.
Stop. Yeah, I brought them in and you weren't here.
Oh.
You had left.
We were here literally every day.
No, I must have come in at 5:45.
In the morning?
No, in... Yeah, in the afternoon.
Right, okay. You sound like you're making this up as you go along.
I'm not. I'm not.
That's all right, because they'll be in the office waiting for us then.
They're not in the office.
Oh, okay.
They're in my locker.
Just saying that you did
over
get
over there,
us,
I lost the key.
You did get
Will
us
you
presents.
Believe it?
You did get us presents last year, but not this year.
No, I did get you presents.
That's because you were on some kind of deal last year where, yeah, where like you've just been given them and you're like, oh, I'll just give them to Mills.
No. I got your presents. I genuinely did.
All right, where are they then?
They're at home.
Right, okay, we'll bring them in tomorrow.
In storage.
You're on every day, like we are.
Yeah.
Bring them in.
I'll bring them in tomorrow.
And your New Year's parties looked fun from what I saw on Twitter?
They were zoos, fam. I made it to all three as well. Three out of three. Can I have a ding?
So, I'm yet to follow you on Snapchat, but I'm hearing a lot of chat about you doing these Snapchats.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm on it. I got back on it last week, and I'm just fully involved. You get to see my whole day when I wake up. This morning...
Really, what are you going to say then?
This morning, I posted a picture of my human dryer. Or a video, rather. So when I get out of the shower... I've got a human dryer. Instead of having a towel, I get out of the shower, press the remote, human dryer comes
so it's like
on.
A hog hair dryer.
Roast. It's like a hog roast. You
it's not
revolve.
A hog roast.
Like a kebab, it's one of those kebab
it's,
things.
It's like a giant hand dryer that's stuck to the ceiling.
Like a hair dryer.
It's like a giant hair dryer, but it's sick. Like you only have to be underneath it for 1 minute and you're dry fully.
Mills, it's a kebab thing. It's you know when you go
you
to the kebab shop and
still.
You see that thing turning?
It's not.
Like a hog roast.
It's not. It's on the ceiling. You get out of the shower, walk in shower, press the button, boom! Human dryer time.
Human kebab team.
60 seconds later, you're dry, cuz.
Donna Sloth.
Trust me, oi, it's the sickest invention ever. Whoever invented that, it's the sickest thing, bruv. No towel.
Why did
Manga
you
just stand
no
there?
Nothing but a chain on.
Dry. 60 seconds, you are fully dry. It's amazing. So come running, guys. I'll let
where
you use it.
I'm all right, thanks.
Let's
where did you even get that?
I bought it from a shop, obviously.
Okay, here's real or no real. Are these real or not?
The chairs on The Voice Australia spin in the opposite direction to the chairs on The Voice UK.
As we all know, the water goes down the plug hole a different way in Australia. It goes the other way to ours. But do the chairs on The Voice also go a different way to ours? They spin in different...
It would make sense.
Because they're down under. Upside down.
Upside down.
And in the future.
Did you know about the toilet thing, Australia?
Yeah.
Round the other way.
I didn't, but I'm going to pretend I did. Yeah,
it goes around the other way.
Obviously, I knew that.
So it would make sense, really, if the spinny chairs, in line with plug holes across Australia, went the same way as them.
Yeah, I think that's a nice touch. I'm going to go real on this.
I want to go real as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, why okay. not?
That one is no real.
That was so stupid. They go the same way as ours. Why would they go around the other way? Just because the water does in the sink. The Voice returns this Saturday at 7 p.m. on BBC One. And next...
£30 million is spent each Christmas on Brussels sprouts.
Why?
I mean, it's that classic thing. People say they don't like them, but they will eat them. Are you on the sprouts? I mean, you look like one today.
That's rude. That is very, very rude. And yes, I do... love a Brussels sprout.
Of course you do.
Do you know what I love as well? I love Brussels sprout farts. You know what? When you've had like a good amount of Brussels sprouts, your farts smell like Brussels sprouts for the next 3 days. Strong. Dutch ovens are on smash. Have a sniff of that.
I saw, this is going to sound a bit partridge, but I did actually see have you seen the sprout trees?
Sprout trees?
Yeah, they're on like stalks.
What are you on about?
When they grow, they're on stalks. And I saw one the other day. I bought one.
You've got
Christmas.
You've got a sprout tree in your garden.
Yeah, no. You just buy them from the supermarket, like with them still attached. No,
no.
Not seen that.
No.
Have you only seen the Brussels sprouts like normal? Yeah.
Oh, I'm seeing a picture of them now. Fascinating sprout tree.
There we are. Yeah. See, you can get them in shops.
Sloth, Christmas dinner. Didn't you say that you got a chef in?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was really incredible.
What?
It was amazing. It was great. Unfortunately, I had tonsillitis.
All right. Well, you couldn't eat.
Well, I could, but I had to wet pieces of tissue and stick it in my ears, so I found it easier to swallow.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what he's on about.
I had tonsillitis, and I found it very hard to swallow.
So you were putting bits of paper in your ears?
Wet tissue. It works. A treat. Wet tissue, slap it in your ears, and it makes it that little bit more easier to swallow. But right. Christmas dinner was a smash. I had breakfast, Christmas dinner, and then we had like desserts, like a different, we had basically a table made of desserts for after, which lasted me for 3 days. I have put on about 2 stone. I'm not even joking.
Honestly, you wouldn't know.
2 stone, you would not know.
No.
You look the same.
Oh.
30 million on Brussels sprouts. Real or no real?
No real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real for that.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. If you think 30 million is a lot to spend on sprouts, it's estimated the UK spent a total of 88 billion on Christmas.
Wow.
And next.
The Guinness Book of World Records holds the record for being the book most often stolen from public libraries.
Hmm.
I used to get that every Christmas, I did.
The world record. Have you
ever... Your mum and dad stealing it from the library.
No. I wonder what that little mark was in the front of the book. Rubbish.
Rubbed out.
Please
have
return.
Have you attempted any world records, Charlie?
No, I haven't.
I mean, maybe this is something we could do with him.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe you could... you must have done an eating challenge, right?
I've done an eating challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to roll you down a hill. There must be some kind
of
record.
That's rude. Now you're just being fat.
No, you're fattest.
No, you guys are both fattest now. You're just both taking this fattism thing too far.
It would be good to see you rolling, though.
Yeah, there must be a world record. In fact, didn't you do that once, Scott, for charity?
Yeah.
I seem to remember you rolling.
I rolled for a mile, yeah.
Rolled?
Yeah, I rolled. Roll. On my side, yeah.
Where?
In Hyde Park in London.
So you just rolled.
Quicker than... it's actually harder than it looks. No, it was the most dangerous one. I had to do this thing for Comet Relief, Miles from Hell. And it was the hardest one because you can go really dizzy and it can really affect your brain.
Really?
So, yeah, don't roll, kids. So Guinness Book of Records, the most stolen book, real or no real?
I'm going to go real on this one, Scott.
I don't know. I would have thought the most stolen book from the library would have been the Kama Sutra.
Oh.
Real or no real, Charlie?
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say no real.
That one is real.
Yes. The Kama Sutra. Hi, kids.
Yeah?
And
I said real for that one.
And finally,
otters sleep holding hands.
Stupid.
Oh, that's cute, that, isn't it?
It is quite cute.
It's a lovely thought.
Oh. Some people are doubting that you've got a shower in your house.
Some people
a
are saying,
shower?
Are you sure that
a shower?
It's more like a car wash?
Yes, a car wash. That's a few people said that.
And then you.
Hey, it's a bit. Do you know what? It's a big shower. Actually, today's shower was the shower from the ensuite, which is also a walk-in shower. It's pretty huge. I've got to say, it is pretty huge.
And then you go into the human dryer.
No, the human dryer is at the end of it. It's at the end of it. Go on Snapchat, you can see
it's
it.
Like a production line.
It is. Yeah. You come out of the shower, you walk to the end, and then you've got the big human dryer, dries you off.
It's not called the human dryer.
It is the human dryer.
Anyway, do otters sleep holding hands? This is cute if true.
It's a lovely, lovely thought to end on if real. I'm going to say real. Charlie?
I'm going to say no real. That's pathetic.
That one is real.
Oh, it's cute. Otters are known to hold hands in groups called a raft while they eat, sleep and rest to prevent families losing each other.
Nice.
Oh, cute.
Nice.
And at the end of that round, a real or no real?
I win. I get 20. Charlie only got 10.
Having a shocker to start the new year, Sloth?
Yeah, I thought I was going to go hard for 2015 concerts. Mm. Let myself down there a bit.
And you're on one extra in a few minutes time from now.
Yeah, and Sloth Pod's available. You can hear my Christmas message. It included you guys as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I must listen more often.
Yeah.
That's on the Sloth Pod, is it?
Yeah, the Sloth Pod. The weekly podcast.
And where can you get that from?
Just download it from your search engine. Just type in Sloth Pod and splash it all in your face.
And you can hear more.
Tripping.
You can hear more like this and what Charlie gets up to every afternoon at 4 on 1 Extra.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those were the best bits of Tuesday's show. Hit subscribe and you will get them delivered to you every single day for free. Or join us tomorrow at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.